Hi, I'm your host, Brittany Mitchell. If you'd like to hear my story, go back to episode one. On today's episode, we're going to discuss how using essential oils can be super simple. When I first got started using essential oils, they sounded super complicated, and I wondered if I would ever figure out how to use them properly. I'd seen such huge list of do's and don'ts with essential oils while I was doing my research before I bought my membership with the purest essential oil company on the market. Every blog I read had this super long warning on it about essential oils and how to be super careful with them and how to never use them with children or pets because you could harm them. When I bought my membership, it came with a Facebook community. I got in there and started looking around, and everyone was doing those long list of don'ts. I started to question if I'd made the right decision. I asked my friend that had told me about essential oils originally, and she told me that since we were using pure, unadulterated oils, it was okay. I didn't quite believe her until I found out that those don'ts were based on the British model, and all those studies were done with ways essential oils were never used, like dumping a whole bottle inside the body, and with adulterated essential oils. And since I had found pure essential oils, most of those didn't apply. Lucky for me. Now let's talk about the three easy ways you can start using essential oils quickly and easily without all the complicated stuff. Remember, I am only talking about 100% pure essential oils, not the ones in the retail stores, because most, if not all, are adulterated. So, the first way is aromatically. You can diffuse in a diffuser, inhale directly from the bottle, or place one or two drops on a cotton ball or a wooden clothespin and place it near your air vents. The next one is topically. You can rub it into the skin. Don't worry much about where you're going to rub it, because the essential oils will go where you need it to for the most part. But if you have something specific you would like to start supporting, try rubbing the essential oil close to that area. The next one is internally. This is the one that you really need to make sure that you have the purest essential oils for. So place one to two drops in a glass or stainless steel cup to add flavor to your water. Place in an empty gel cap or a intake internally. You should be using glass or stainless steel if you're going to be using this in your water, because plastic will leak toxins in your water and you will be drinking it and causing more harm than good. Personally, I like to use the gel caps because it's just easier. Then I drink a lot of water behind it, because essential oils cannot work in a dehydrated body. The water helps carry the essential oils through the body. You can also cook with essential oils. Essential oils will go a long way when you cook with them. So use a toothpick and taste until you get the amount you want in your food. You can always add more, but it's hard to take away unless you completely start over. If you're going to use essential oils internally, just make sure you have 100% pure essential oils that are approved for internal consumption by the FDA. There's only one brand that is. You can learn more about this brand at brittanymitchell.com/bridge. Check back every Thursday for a new episode, or click the subscribe button to get notifications.